Hi, it's Dustin Lanier. Thanks for listening. Please find me on LinkedIn for original public sector operations content every week. And please reach out to me if I and my team of procurement professionals at Civic Initiatives can help you be a public procurement change agent.
February 29th is leap day because 2024 is a leap year. So I thought it would be a fun article to look back at where we were and where we are. So February 29th is that rare date that appears on your calendar only once every 4 years because our human calendars don't line up with the Earth's orbit with exact precision. So I think that makes it a great time to look back at where were we on February 29th, 2020. And I am interested in hearing your story, as I know that public procurement, of course, went through massive change in this period, including automation, streamlining processes, eliminating low value add actions like signing in blue ink in order to streamline and automate and take this process to our kitchen tables where people worked and created new vendors, etc. So please do share some of your stories in the article comments that this is a companion to. But for today, I am going to focus with a bit of nostalgia on our arc, because as a company that only exists to serve public procurement, we went on quite a ride as well in the last 4 years. So I'll set the baseline. Civic had 16 scrappy employees. It takes a huge commitment to get people to come to a very small company and to find their path through it. So I'm very appreciative of that number and how it's grown. So who are our clients? Well, they were almost exclusively states and state procurement officers. Fortunately, at the end of 2019, we were awarded our first national cooperative contract through NASPO, which turned out to be incredibly important. But local government and higher education were still very distant prospects. And the work that we were doing was mainly strategic project work like program assessments and e-procurement oversight projects. And we were pretty centralized into 3 or 4 major projects at the time. We had no social media at all and barely a passable website. It wasn't really relevant to how we found work, which had mainly been through interactions and face-to-face conferences and word of mouth. Our tech investments were minimal, and our project and sales portfolios were tidy enough that they could be handled with only the lightest level of infrastructure. So in the actual days around February 29th, 2020, the most notable thing was the dawning awareness of the impact of COVID. My last client trip for a long time was to Rhode Island, and it was right around this date. And on that trip, I was asked if we had established a travel policy for COVID, which I thought was unusual, but it turned out to not be that unusual because clients began canceling trips. And then soon after that, began delaying projects as their focus understandably shifted away from prior priorities and into the crisis that ended up defining activity for at least the next couple of years. So the race to re-engineer for Civic quickly began. All of our foundations on how we found work and delivered work was basically upended in a month. So first, we quickly invested in enterprise video capacity and other tools that were online that would allow us to emulate the kind of high work touch we always prided ourselves on. We were very comfortable from work from anywhere, but the tools that we had in place did not reflect that. We also started creating new products. We did new normal exercises. I did the first one with Jamie Shore in Maine and helped with really encapsulating what is different about now and really experimenting and testing the edges of some of our new tools. And that's just one example of a handful of changes we did to try to stay relevant to our clients' changing needs. And as our clients got consumed more and more with these new responsibilities, I actually did my first ever social media post on LinkedIn on March 17th, 2020, called Public Procurement Officers on the Front Line of COVID Response, which I've linked in the article, which really sought to draw attention to all the things that we were observing and seeking to put a face to the impact this transformational effect was having on procurement offices. And we then generally adopted a "I will build valuable content for you when you have a time to read" approach that persists in the social media that we did in that era until today, with articles, quick graphics, podcasts, Clubhouse, Five for Friday. And while it is, of course, time consuming, it's been more rewarding than I would have ever expected. As COVID reached its second year, we gained new clients because of our pivots, and some of the clients who had delayed projects came back. So after a series of many scary events, we managed to not only keep all of our employees, but we actually saw ourselves starting to grow. As we gained momentum, we also truly diversified into local and higher education, which are very important segments for us, and we more than doubled the number of states that we're working in. Much of that growth also came from our creation of the procurement as a service function to help procurement shops with out-tasked operations projects. This completely new effort went from zero revenue because it hadn't existed to almost half of our business. And as of this leap day, 2024, we've grown our employee capacity to almost 55, so over a 250% increase from the last leap day, and have been successful at creating the revenue to support a team of that size. We also created our important new affiliated expert program, which has further enriched our capabilities, allowing us to build and tap into a network of specialized talent on a regular basis to meet our client need. So in summary, the journey from February 29th, 2020 to February 29th, 2024 has been one of adaption and growth and perseverance. So while I wouldn't want to go back to that past, I am happy to come back to this future. As I said, I'd love for you to share some of your stories, if you're willing, on your reflections in this period. So find the article on LinkedIn to chime in the comments.